Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Zach Wheeler was trying to explain what happened when putting on his pants.
I mean, I can relate.
Can you?
Yeah. I had some struggles getting them up. Try and wear these same jeans when you're 25 pounds heavier. It just doesn't work.
That was Larry Anderson last night.
I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, I was worried it was going down a certain path. Yeah. L.A. joins us as he does every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Larry, what's up, brother?
Where'd you think I was going?
Come on, guys. I talked about it.
Well, I talked about it yesterday, L.A., and I had to stop myself from saying something.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the zipper, especially when you're an inexperienced young man, sometimes
things get caught in there, L.A. We all know it.
It happened.
Excuse me.
L.A., just for the record, all right, I declared the Phillies a serious World Series contender. Since then, they've gone 7-8. JT Realmuto's injured. Rhys Hoskins needs Tommy John surgery. Wheeler tore his nail off of his finger. Jake Arrieta is hurt as well. So I'm just going to shut my mouth for now on and not say anything about the Phillies. But they got a win last night, so it was good.
You must not have said anything before the game.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't feel great last night.
I can't believe it. The injury bug, just like all of a sudden it's like bang, 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 bang. And I mean, you know, we just got Roman Quinn back. Maybe not fair to say this, but it's factual that, you know, you kind of expect Roman Quinn to get hurt.
That's
what his history says. Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff, a lot of the injuries haven't been as, it's not like a pulled hammy or something. You know, he's broken stuff, he's pulled stuff.
Concussion.
Concussion. It's been crazy. But all these other guys going down now, Wheeler and Hoskins, it's not the same team. And I tell you what, go ahead.
Well, the question would be, will they have enough to remain in the playoffs, right? I mean, we sort of knew that the drawback to this truncated season and trying to get 60 games in 65 days or whatever it was would be difficult. And you knew you would have some injuries. Now the question is, can they outlast some of these teams that are at the bottom of the playoff standings to still wind up getting in the postseason? You still believe they can do that?
I mean, they're actually in the lead for a wild card thing. They're still not out of second place in the division. First place, I don't know if that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's probably not. Yeah.
But they can take a second place spot. Certainly with Miami, I think they could do that. But it's not going to be easy going from here out without these injuries. Fortunately, you know, everybody gets a trophy this year, so
yeah.
The chances of them getting in the playoffs are much better, which, you know, under these circumstances is a big help. But also with these injuries, how far can you go?
Right.
I mean, even if you do get in there, and it's not about just getting in the playoffs. Everybody says, well, there's been a drought, this and that, just got to get in the playoffs. Well, you don't play the season just to get in the playoffs. You play the season to win the World Series. And I just, you know, a lot of unbelievably great things would have to happen for them to get in the playoffs, not to get in the playoffs, but to go through the playoffs and get into the World Series. I don't know if there's enough depth there and with these injuries, depending on, you know, where the injuries end up, but it's going to be a battle. I like what Girardi says. He says, I can't worry about what's going on down the road. I got to worry about today's game, and then, okay, that game's over. I just worry about tomorrow. You can only take one day at a time. And when it's like this, you can, I mean, you could try and look ahead and go, oh, we got no chance. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that. You have to go one game at a time, as you know, Ike, and it's that's all you can do. Do everything you can to win that game and worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I, with that, I'll lock in on tonight's game. On paper, would have been a great pitching matchup and still may turn out to be. Get your thoughts on that. A couple former teammates in the same rotation. Zach Wheeler coming off of this injury. You're a former pitcher. Like, I guess what type of discomfort will he be dealing with tonight, and will that allow him – like, can he be himself tonight dealing with this injury to his middle finger or the ring finger?
I think it's a middle.
The middle finger, yeah. We all know what that looks like, yeah. between us – between
pulling up your pants, right?
Yeah, but between us three, we've seen our fair share of those middle fingers, right?
We have.
Yeah. So how will this impact Zach Wheeler and his effectiveness tonight?
Well, he threw 40 some pitches in a bullpen the other day. So, and I don't know. For me, having not seen it, I don't know where his fingernails cut or tore or whatever it is. I without being able to see it, I can't tell. But you know, that middle finger, that's, you're putting pressure on that every single pitch, and specifically on your slider and your curveball. You're using that finger a lot more, maybe more on the slider. Mm. But it's, if there's any pain at all, the big part of it is what's in your head. If you're thinking about your fingernail or throwing a pitch and it might hurt a little bit, you're certainly not going to be having 100% of your concentration on where you're throwing the pitch. And if you don't have that, you're going to have problems. So I think a big part of it is how much pain is there for him, and you know, how much can he tolerate it, and how much is going to be in his head. If it's in his head, that I start worrying about, you change things and you end up hurting your arm because you're compensating for your finger.
Yep.
And if, you know, but if he can, if it's not in his head, and if he's throwing and it's not feeling, you know, a lot of pain in it, or even a little bit of pain, it's going to hold you back some. Mm. And I think anybody coming back from injury, you have to get over the mental part of it first. And if he is, then, you know, he can go out and make his pitches. I don't think he's going to have the same stuff. And he could go out and throw a no-hitter. But as I sit here now, I can't imagine him having the same stuff as if he didn't have a broken nail.
Mm. So Larry, JT Realmuto not in the lineup again tonight because of injury. He hurt that hip. You know, and then you're watching the games over the weekend, and you're watching Sixto Sanchez, who was your top prospect, who, listen, to get a guy like JT Realmuto, you need to trade some of your top prospects. Unfortunately, yeah, this guy looks like he's going to be the real deal. What did you think of Sixto?
Phenomenal. The stuff, first of all, you look at the stuff and you go, oh my word, this stuff is electric. But then you add that to this 21-year-old, the command, not the control. Control means you can throw a strike. Command means you can throw a strike in the zone where you want. Mm. This guy's got command, and it's with all his pitches. I mean, it was, I was like, wow, you know, there's, the Phillies are going to have to deal with this for a while. I don't think there's any question about that. But you're right. That's what you develop players in the minor leagues, not just to bring them to the big leagues, but also for trade bait. You develop players. That's part of what your development is, so you can use some prospects to trade to get somebody when you're going for a World Series or trying to, you know, get in the playoffs and really somebody over the top. That's what you have your top prospects for also, not just to bring them up to your big leagues, but, you know, to trade for somebody with the track record. So, if Realmuto doesn't re-sign with us, I think it's going to be a disaster. Because of what you gave up, you didn't give up him. You gave up Alfaro and another pitcher.
Yeah.
So that's given up a lot. And if to get a guy for 2 years, when you in those 2 years you might not make playoffs, that's a hefty, hefty price.
Mm. Larry, how you feeling about the rest of this Mets series? You know, I mean, the Phillies are a game over 500. I mean, God forbid that you have to come down to a final couple games of the season. You know, you have Gabe Kapler and the Giants right behind you. They're 23 and 24. Could you imagine?
Love it.
I can't imagine.
Love it.
I can't imagine. But it's it looks like it's kind of playing out that way. And I don't know. It'll be interesting, I think. But the Phils, they have their own work cut out for them. They absolutely, in the offense, I mean, all of a sudden you're putting more pressure on Harper, McCutcheon, Gregorius, those guys. And then the guys that come in, they have to, you know, the guys that are coming up, or they have to do something. They have to produce. Otherwise, it's going to be another way till next year.
Yep.
Arrieta goes out with the hamstring. So, you know, you look at the depth that they have at the satellite at AAA. Who's gonna start? LA, I know JoJo Romero's being mentioned. He hasn't, you know, they're going to have to stretch him out a little bit. Maybe you're going to be doing bullpen games. Who's going to start now for this team?
I don't know who's going to start, but I would hate to lose JoJo out of that bullpen, because he's been your best, most consistent reliever, I think. Mm. No fear. He goes out there. He's got good stuff, and he's just going out there attacking his own, and he looks good. I mean, I honestly feel confident when he comes in the game. I don't have concerns about it, even though he's young and always been a starter, never relieved before, but he's doing a heck of a job. To take him out of that role for one game to get maybe three innings out of him, maybe four. I don't know how you do that. My first thought probably would be Ranger, but I don't know how stretched out he is. Again, it's decisions that Joe has to make going down the road, and you just those guys have to step up. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, there's not a real answer to the question that I asked because there's not a guy that's really there to do it.
Well, I mean, we got a 24-year-old that works behind the glass here that can hit about 81 on the gun.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah,
Jack! He cannot hit 81.
He can't hit 81 on the gun?
Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
For one pitch.
Listen, if he was left-handed like Jamie Moyer, maybe we could get him out there, L.A.
Well, I hear he changes speeds very well. So, I mean, you always got that to look forward to. He goes from 62 to 74 to 55. You know,
he does.
He's tough on a hitter.
Exactly.
He does. Well, L.A., listen, it's always when we talk to you next, where will the Phillies be? And we're all hoping the Phillies are going to be at least in the same spot where they are right now, which is a playoff
team. Exactly. Yeah, we'll take that, yes.
We'll take that, but we will see. The injuries are, I mean, Hoskins has Tommy John surgery, JT's still out. So let's hope for the best, and we'll enjoy the baseball, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
All right, L.A.
Good one, guys.
All right, L.A., thanks, appreciate brother. It. There he is. Larry Anderson.
We didn't even get L.A.'s Eagle thoughts.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't have time for it.
I don't know if he would have been happy with them.
Right. Oh, I'm pretty sure he's happy we didn't get to him, because he would have had to tell us what he really thinks or make up something.
Yeah. Well, listen, Rube, we talked to Rube Namara Jr. tomorrow. Yeah. He came out and gave an Eagles prediction. He's like, I'm a diehard. So we'll get Rube, what Rube thinks they should do.
There you go.
All right.
A lot of those predictions went wrong last week.
Yeah, there's a lot of guarantees and a lot of they're going to roll this game talk.
Yeah, Tommy down the shore, and I'm winning 56-20, so that didn't work out.
That's the text line, Tommy, from down the shore, right?
Exactly. Our Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're thinking of getting engaged, the best place to go is Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom. Details, directions, everything else, marks-jewelers.com. And it's – so, Ike, listen – after week one, everybody's a little bit concerned, right? You're worried about Doug, as you have been illustrating – very well, the problems with what happened on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz also did not play well on Sunday. Everybody knows that. What is the bigger worry this season? Is it Doug? Is it the head coach? Is it Carson Wentz? Or do you still have confidence in both? That's the question we're asking you on Twitter. It's at MarksReeseWIP, and we'll get to the phones as well at 215-592-9494.
Well, it's funny because I do still have confidence in both, but if one, we got to choose one like we do on this show, the one that would concern me is Doug. And the reason why is that I thought I would see a little more innovation in the offense. I thought I would see a little more of an offense that looked like the San Francisco 49ers, the Denver Broncos of old, things they did with their quarterbacks, the movement, the misdirection, you know, things of that nature. I thought I would see a little bit more of that, and to not see that initially and then to have these other things happen, like, to me, the Carson Wentz thing, and maybe it's because it's not as much of a concern to me as it is to everyone else. Throw the ball away, throw the ball away, throw the ball away. I can't wait till he throws the ball away five times in a game.
I'll be so happy.
And no, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't be happy.
I mean, no, I won't.
You won't, because if it leads to a loss, you're going to say, why not make a play? You're a franchise quarterback. Why aren't you out there trying to make a play? Like, if it doesn't lead to a win, nobody's going to be happy with throwaways. No one will.
Well, I mean, I would be if it means being able to kick a 39-yard field goal instead of a 53-yard field goal.
And you still lose?
Okay, but so here's the thing, right? Like you're saying, Doug, because you're worried about the bigger picture of everything with the organization and with the coaches and everything else.
I'm not worried about the organization. No, I'm looking at the offense.
Okay.
And whether or not my quarterback is getting better, whether or not we have evolved as an offense. That's what I'm worried about. The same things that people are worried about with Carson, about being stubborn and everything else, those things can also apply to a Super Bowl winning coach. Because he believes in his system and what has made him successful. The coaches that last the longest, and I believe Doug is a top five coach in this league, without a question, but they evolve. What type of offense does Bill Belichick run? Don't even worry about answering it. You don't know.
Because it fits the personnel that you have.
Exactly.
What they did with Cam Newton was totally different than what they would do with Tom Brady.
Exactly.
They were running Newton all over the place.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I agree. No, listen, I agree.
That's what you got to do as a coach. You can't be predictable, man. These defensive coordinators are too smart. They're too smart.
And the reason I answered Carson was, it's very simple, and everything you're saying about Doug and Sunday, you're right. I mean, you're dead on. I mean, Carson just, like, for as bad as the offensive line was and for all the issues that Doug had with the game plan and everything else, Carson just was bad. Right, like Carson was bad.
For a half.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, for a half. For a half and a drive, maybe. Right? So a little bit more than a half. Yeah, I mean, he was...
Okay, a little bit more than a half.
He was just bad.
31 minutes.
But he was also doing the same things that have hurt him before, to where he's not learning. And I'm wondering if he's ever going to really care to learn, or he just wants to do things his way. He's talked about being a type A personality. He's talked about how he likes to make plays, and he's trying to make plays, and that's why he holds on to it. Well, that's fine, but you continue to make the same mistakes during year five. You got to win that game. You got to manage the game better. Right, you gotta play better situational football.
Well, he's running the plays the coach is calling.
Yeah, okay, but he's also holding on to the ball. He's also
because maybe there's nobody open.
Okay,
keep on saying holding on to the ball. I'm telling you that when your quarterback is struggling, the coach is the play caller. You have the ability to get him out of that. You have the ability to get him out of that.
And he has the ability to throw the ball away too.
He does.
Yes.
Well, he has the physical ability to do
it. Yes, throw the ball away.
He has the physical ability. Do you want him to throw it away? Which plays do you want him throwing the ball away?
Any play where that's not a third down that he's going to get sacked. Right? Like if it's third and eight.
Any play that's not third down. I'm glad you specified that.
If it's third down, it's a little different.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. That's all.
The play in field goal, that was third down, but it's also you have to know where you are on
situational,
the field.
Situational, yes.
Yes. Let's go to the phones. Malik, Mount Airy. Malik, how are you?
Fantastic. I'm sitting here listening to you. And Ike, I got a quick question. You know a lot about football than anybody else on the show.
Well, that's damn for sure. That's for sure.
Why am I doing so well in fantasy football? I'm 3-0 across all my leagues, Malik. Come on, man.
Oh my God. Ike, please tell him to be quiet. Tell him what real X and O's are.
Oh, you know real X and O's? Were you Al Bundy?
I
go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen, Malik. Go ahead, Malik. Go ahead.
So, if I ask you a question, if you know your quarterback is being blitzed, wouldn't it be smart to drop it off, and start calling some of them plays that you had in Boston Scott that was really successful down the stretch?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be smart? Well, we're not gonna work that into the game plan.
No, that's sort of what you got to do.
Or here's an amazing thing. How about we try to get our defense to turn the ball over like they turned the ball over?
Yeah, we got to let you go.
Shorty wanted to get in, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, too, could they have done things differently on offense? Yeah, they should have.
No, that's what you got to do when you see a guy struggling. Like when you see right in front of you that the quarterback is a little bit off, you can switch some things up.
Of course. I mean, but getting back to his original point, I mean, I am 3-0 across all of my leagues in fantasy, Ike. I mean, that I think that, I mean, doesn't that mean something here?
I mean, it's week one. I mean, okay.
I mean,
it's week one.
And Washington's also 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Like, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but I was dominant. I just got to say, I was dominant.
I mean, listen, it pays when you
I took Josh Allen over Wentz.
It pays when you have a paid assistant with you drafting for you.
No paid assistant.
Oh, come on, man.
There's nobody.
Come. You can't even say that with a straight face.
Someone help me with the draft this year.
Yeah.
Bring me a lie detector. I'll take it right now, Ike. Don't be salty that you took Saquon Barkley over.
I'm not salty.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I'm not salty at all. You're just celebrating after 1 week.
Yeah, I know. It'll bite me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not salty at all.
I know. It'll bite me.
I actually won this week. What am I? I'm not salty.
Yeah, you had a good week.
I mean, as long as you win, that's all that matters. You get to the next week.
You had a good, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Fantasy football is a make or miss league.
Hey, listen, you can lose a player any minute. Think about all the people who just lost Michael Thomas for the next month.
Oh.
Yeah, you can lose a player at any minute.
Jack, how'd you do this week with –
I think I lost in every league I was in. It was a very disappointing weekend.
There you go.
Hey, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose.
Listen, it's baseball season. Who cares about this
now,
stupid football team?
Are you going to be okay, or are you worried about your teams, Jack?
After week one?
No, my team will be okay. I'm not worried.
My goodness.
215-592-9494. Well, I mean, listen, a lot of people are worried about the Eagles. I didn't know if Jack was worried about his team.
Hey, my hand's not moving.
Well, you did draft a bad team, though.
Oh, so yeah, it's not a very
you
good
drafted,
team.
Whatever. You Listen, drafted Saquon Barkley over Christian McCaffrey.
I know, and after week one, everybody, oh, yeah. Wait till you have to play against the Pittsburgh defense, and we'll see what that looks like for everybody.
That defense is real.
We'll see what that looks like for everybody. I'm not worried about Saquon. He'll be fine.
215. Let me see. Hold out your arm.
Well, and my team's not built on one guy.
You got good depth.
My team's not built on one guy.
Unlike the Eagles that
That's
don't have
what
great
you guys
depth.
Worry about. How many people who have the number one pick actually win their draft? Not many.
I'm really glad we're talking about this.
Win their league? Or
I mean, win their league. That's what I'm saying. Win their league.
Well, I mean, listen, it can be your entire team. If it works
one
out.
One player?
If your number one pick is the best player in fantasy football, you can win your league.
Yeah, with other good players.
Of course.
Yes.
And my whole roster's stacked with great players, Ike. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Get back to your phone calls on the other side. People still want to sound off. Listen, a lot of people have been trying to get in. We've been busy the last couple days. Who are you more worried about for the rest of the season, Doug or Carson? Also, listen, there's some players that are available via trade. Allen Robinson. Maybe there's another move that could be made. You consider Zach Ertz. We'll get into all those scenarios. A former NFL GM threw something out there. We'll get into it next. Marks and Reese on 94.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.